那么今天我的题目是效法基督的榜样。
The topic of today's preaching is follow the example of Christ.
那么经文是彼得前书第二章第二十一节到第二十五节。
Scripture is in 1 Peter chapter 2, 21 to 25.
我们打开圣经，我们一起来看这段经文。
Please open up your Bibles and we'll look at the scripture.
彼得前书第二章第二十一节。你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。他并没有犯罪，口里没有诡诈，他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 21. For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you with an example for you to follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. And while being revealed, he did not reveal in return while suffering. He uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously.And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds we were healed. For you were continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls.
苦难是一个很古老的一个问题。
Suffering is a very old topic.
那么自从亚当夏娃犯罪之后
And since Adam and Eve sinned,
那么苦难就临到世上
Suffering entered the world.
那么旧约圣经里面约伯记谈到一个人的名叫做约伯所面对的苦难
And in the book of Job in the Old Testament, it talked about the suffering that Job faced.
那么约伯圣经说是一个敬畏神的人
And in the Bible, it tells us that Job is a God-fearing man.
但是他却经历极大的苦难。
And yet, he suffered greatly.
所以苦难不只临到那些作恶的人。
So suffering not only come upon those who does evil.
也会临到义人的身上。
It will also come upon righteous people.
因此苦难对一个基督徒来说不是一个选择。
So to a Christian, suffering is not a choice.
苦难随时都会临到我们的身上。
Suffering can come upon us anytime.
那么新约圣经里面好几处的经文谈到这个苦难跟基督徒的关系。
And in the New Testament, there are several passages that talk about the relationship between suffering and Christians.
然后比如说在约翰福音第十五章第二十节。
For example, in John chapter 15, verse 20,
你们要纪念我从前对你们所说的话，仆人不能大于主人。
Remember the word that I said to you, a slave is not greater than his master.
他们若逼迫我，也要逼迫你们；若遵守了我的话，也要遵守你们的话。
If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you.If they kept my word, they will keep yours also.
保罗跟这个巴拿巴到这个特比去传福音。
Paul and Barnabas went to Turbi.
那么根据《使徒行传》十四章二十一节到二十二节记载说。
And in the record of Acts chapter 14, verse 21 to 22.
那么对那城里的人传了福音，使好些人做门徒。就回路斯德以哥念安提亚去兼顾门徒的信心劝他们恒守所信的道又说 我们进入神的国必须经历许多艰难。
After they had preached the gospel to that city and had made many disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying, through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God.
那么同时保罗在腓立比书第二章第二十九节同样这么说。
And similarly, in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 29, it's also said,
因为你们蒙恩不但得以信服基督必要为他受苦。
For to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake.
那彼得时代的信徒面对极大的苦难。
The Christians in Peter's era suffer greatly.
那么因此彼得 写了这些书信给当时的基督徒。
And that's why Peter wrote these letters to the Christians at that time.
那么劝勉他们在面对这个苦难的时候当效法基督。
To encourage them while they're facing suffering to follow the example of Christ.
过一个蒙神喜悦的生活。
To live a life that is pleasing to God.
那么今天我们所看这段经文劝勉我们在苦难中怎么去学习基督的榜样。
So the scripture we look at today tell us how to follow Christ's example during suffering.
所以彼得说首先我们必须要效法基督的榜样。
So Peter said first off we need to follow Christ's example.
你们蒙召也是为此因基督也为你们受过苦。给你们留下榜样叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps.
基督徒被神蒙召目的就是要跟随耶稣基督脚中。
God called Christians and it is for us to follow the footsteps of Christ.
他给我们留下这个榜样。
He has left us his example.
叫我们跟随他的脚中行。
So that we can follow in his footsteps.
我们基督徒会受苦，圣经说，因为主耶稣曾经受过苦。
So Peter said Christians face suffering is because Christ had also faced suffering.
所以彼得在这里引用以赛亚书第53章。
So here Peter quoted Isaiah chapter 53.
然后以赛亚书第53章它的主题就是受苦的仆人。
The theme of Isaiah chapter 53 is the suffering servant.
然后以赛亚书第53章的内容就是谈到主耶稣如何为了世人的罪而受苦。
So, in chapter 53 it talks about how Christ died for the sin of man.
然后主耶稣在世的时间他的目的就是要完成这个天父托付给他的旨意。
And while Christ was on earth, his purpose is to accomplish what God had wanted him to do.
当主耶稣实行天父的旨意的时候。
And so when Jesus followed God's command,
面对很多的拦阻。
Faces a lot of obstacles.
世人不接受他。
The world reject him.
然后犹太人的领袖迫害他。
The leader of the Jews persecuted him.
那么最后把他钉死在十字架上。
And in the end, they nailed him to the cross.
那么主耶稣承受了极大的痛苦。
Jesus suffered greatly.
他的目的就是要把我们从罪中拯救出来。
And his purpose is to save us out of sin.
那么主耶稣所承受那种痛苦是人没有办法去形容的。
The suffering that Jesus endured is something that is is indescribable for man.
他不只承受这个肉体的痛苦。
Not only did he suffer physically,
也经历到与天父、与神隔绝那种痛苦。
He also suffered the pain because he was separated from God.
所以在以赛亚书第53章第三节到第四节这么说。
So in Isaiah 53 verses 3 through 4 it says,
他被藐视被人厌弃多受痛苦常经忧患。
He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看一样，我们也不尊重他。
And like one from whom men hide their face, he was despised, and we did not esteem him.
他诚然担当了我们的忧患，背负了我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted.
所以彼得在这边劝勉当时的基督徒，也是劝勉我们。
So here, Peter is encouraging the Christians at that time. He's also encouraging us.
他说，你们蒙召，原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps.
所以主耶稣所受的苦给我们留下一个榜样。
So Jesus' suffering left us an example.
叫我们去跟随他的脚中行。
So that we can follow in his footsteps.
那么主耶稣是我们的榜样。
Jesus is our example.
然后就是在我们受苦的时候应当学习的榜样。
And it is the example while we are suffering.
那么有一本书，它的名字叫做《跟随他的脚中》。
There's a book that is called In His Step.
那么这本书就是根据这个彼得前书第二章第二十一节这些经文所写的。
And this book, was written according to this verse, chapter 2, verse 21.
那么作者是一位牧师。
The, author is a pastor.
那么他的名字叫做 Charles Sheldon.
His name is Charles Sheldon.
那么在1896年的时候 ,Charles Sheldon 他为了要吸引当地的大学生。
So in 1896, in order to attract the university student at that time.
那么就以这节经文，也就是彼得前书第二章第二十一节这节经文的重点，预备了一系列的奖章。
Charles Sheldon, prepared a, whole slew of talk according to 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 21.
那么向这些大学生传讲这些信息。
And it is to share, the message with the university student.
那么后来这些奖章被编成一本书。
And so later, all this, the script were put into a book.
那它的名字叫做跟随他的脚中。
And they name it In His Step.
那么这本书虽然是在1896年被写。
Even though this book was written in 1896,
但却是流传到今天。
But it is still available today.
今天仍然有不少的人去读这本书。
There's still quite a few people, who read this book.
那么这本书的内容就是谈到基督徒在任何的事情上应当跟随耶稣的脚中行。
And so the meat of this book talks about how Christians, in no matter what you face, must follow Christ's footsteps.
然后无论在生意上
maybe in the, no matter whether it's in the business,
在学业上
in your study,
那么在家庭生活上
in your family life,
必须跟随耶稣基督的脚中行
must follow Christ's footsteps,
来顺服天父的旨意。
To obey the command of God, of the Heavenly Father.
那么同样的，当遇到苦难的时候
，And in the same way, when we face difficulties,
我们也应当学习耶稣基督的榜样。
We are to also follow Christ's example.
跟随他的脚中行。
To follow in His steps.
来顺服天父的旨意。
To obey God's command.
所以效法基督的榜样。第二点。
So the second thing to follow in the example of Christ.
然后彼得在这边讲，他说我们应当跟随基督受苦的榜样。
Peter said it's the example of Christ's suffering.
那么主耶稣留下什么榜样我们可以去跟随呢？
So what kind of example did our Lord Jesus left for us?
所以彼得在22节、23节这么说。
So Peter told us in verse 22 and 23.
他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈，他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
Who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously.
我从这两节经文里面，至少有两个榜样我们可以学习的。
So in these two verses, there are two examples we can follow.
我第一就是主耶稣受苦的时候没有犯罪。
First off is when Jesus was suffering, he did not sin.
他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈。
Who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth.
虽然主耶稣受的苦是极大的。
Even though Jesus suffered greatly.
但是圣经说他却没有犯罪。
But the Bible said he did not sin.
这个是应当，我们应当学习和跟随的。
And this is something we must follow.
那么当人经历到苦难的时候。
When a person suffers.
当人经历到痛苦的时候
，When a person faces difficulty，
很容易犯罪。
It's very easy to sin。
那么圣经里没有个人物好像耶稣基督一样。
There is not one person in the Bible that is like Jesus。
其实世上没有一个人好像耶稣基督这样。
Actually, no one in the world is like Jesus。
不曾犯过罪。
Who had never sinned？
如果我们看圣经的话，我们看到。亚伯拉罕。
If we look at the Bible, we saw Abraham.
我们看到以撒、雅各。
And we saw Isaac, Jacob.
我们看到约瑟、大卫王。
We saw Joseph and King David.
大卫王，圣经说他是一个合乎神心意的一个人。
King David, the Bible said he is someone who is after the heart of God.
然后我们看到众先知们。
And we saw also all the prophets.
彼得、保罗。他们都是有罪的人。
Peter, Paul, they are all sinners.
都是软弱的人。
They are all weak.
那么虽然在旧约圣经里面谈到一个人叫做耶伯。
Even though in the Old Testament, there was a man called Job.
这里讲到乌斯地有一个人的名叫耶伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
It says here, there was a man in the land of Oz, whose name was Job.And that man was blameless, upright, fearing God and turning away from evil.
但是当耶伯面对这个极大的苦难的时候
，But yet when Job faces great suffering,
那么软弱的一面却显露出来。
Then his weak side was exposed.
所以主耶稣在世的时候
，When Jesus was on earth,
那么圣经告诉我们他从来没有犯过罪。
The Bible told us he never sinned.
那么甚至当他被钉死在十字架的时候
，Even when he was nailed on the cross，
圣经说他仍然没有犯罪。
The Bible said he did not sin。
这个是我们应当学习的。
And that's something we need to learn from。
因为被钉十字架上是一个非常非常痛苦的一个事情。
Because being crucified on the cross is a very painful thing.
那么当主耶稣经历这个极大的痛苦的时候
，And so when Jesus was suffering greatly,
那么圣经说
，The Bible said,
这个耶稣他自己说，我父啊，这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝，我愿你的旨意成全。
The Bible said, Jesus said, My Father, if this cannot pass away unless I drink it, your will be done.
我主耶稣他在世上的目的就是要成全天父的旨意。
The purpose of Jesus being on earth is to fulfill or to fulfill the will of God.
那么第二点我们可以向耶稣学习的。
So the second thing we can learn from Jesus' example.
那么主耶稣面对苦难的时候，第二他没有报复。
When Jesus faces difficulty or faced difficulty, he did not sin. He did not sin.
那么第二十三节说，他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
So in verse 23 it says, And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously.
那么一个人被骂或者被受害，
When a person was told off or was suffering,
一般上都会报复。
Normally, people would want to take revenge.
这个是一个很自然的一个反应。
This is a very natural response.
我从小的时候就被灌输这些被跟圣经相对那些价值观。
When I was growing up, I was taught all these values that are completely different from the Bible.
当被欺负的时候。
If someone hurt you.
当被人伤害的时候。
Or if someone is taking advantage of you.
应当找机会报仇。
Then take the opportunity to take revenge.
那么所有的武侠小说跟武侠片有一个共同点。
All the kung fu, stories and the movies have a one similar theme.
好人被坏人伤害。
The good men are hurt by the bad.
那么之后这个好人就找坏人报仇。
And then later this good man would take a revenge on the bad.
我记得有一部电影它的名叫做独臂刀王。
I remember there was a movie and the name is called One Armed Swordsman.
那么电影里面那个主角是王宇。
And the main character is 王宇。
那么有一天有一群坏人把王宇全家人把他杀了。
So one day, some evil man killed his family.
那么只留下王宇一个人。
And they left him.
然后王宇是一个小孩。
So at that time he was a child.
但是王宇一个手被砍断了。
But during the fight, his, one of his arm was cut off.
然后只留下一只手。
So he was left with one arm.
那么王宇他全家人受害的时候，这个王宇被一个好人拯救。
So after his whole family was killed, he was saved by a person.
然后并且把他收留了。
And so he adopted him.
养大成人。
And he raised him.
那么这个好人是一个武功很高明的一个人。
This good man was a kung fu master.
所以他把他的武功传授给王宇。
So he taught this child kung fu.
然后以致他成为一个武林高手。
And so he became a kung fu master himself.
所以武功学到之后。
And so after he learned the kung fu.
那么他就去找那些杀害他家人的人，把他们全部干掉。
And so he seek out those people who killed his family and kill each one of them.
所以我从小就被灌输这些价值观。
So this is the kind of value that I was taught when I was growing up.
所以被伤害的时候必须要报仇。
So if you're hurt, you better take revenge.
所以当我信了耶稣之后。
But after I come to believe in Jesus.
然后我就学习如何去宽恕别人。
I learn how to forgive others.
学习怎样去爱那些我不喜欢的人。
To learn how to love those I don't like.
所以把那个什么所谓以牙还牙那种价值观把它除掉。
And to get rid of the value, the sort of value like an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
所以一个人相信耶稣之后。
So after a person believes in Jesus,
他都带着这些跟圣经的真理相对那些价值观。
He had the value that is in direct opposite to the value of the Bible.
但是我们必须把这些旧的价值观把它们除掉。
But we must get rid of these old values.
如果主耶稣要报复的话，
If Jesus wants to take revenge,
他可以随时吩咐这些天兵把他这些人把他灭绝掉。
Who could have ordered the heavenly armies to get rid of all these bad people?
但是他没有，圣经说他却为他们祷告。
But he didn't, and yet he prayed for them.
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
这是我们应当学习的。
And this is something we ought to learn.
所以在我们还没有蒙恩得救之前，
before we were saved by grace.
啊，被伤害的时候，自己来伸冤。
When we were hurt, we want to take revenge.
但是当我们信耶稣之后，
But after we believe in Jesus,
我们是属神的。
We belong to God.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
圣经告诉我们，我们应当由主来伸冤。
Then the Bible told us that we should let God be the judge.
所以彼得在23节这么说。
So in verse 23, Peter said,
他说他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously.
所以保罗在罗马书第12章也这么说。
Paul said in Romans chapter 12,
他说不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做。
He says, never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men.
若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。
If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men.
亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤。宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记作，主说，声音在我，我必报应。
Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord.
所以别人对我们所行的恶，神会复止。
The evil deeds that others did to us, God will take care.
那么在合适的时候，神的审判将会临到他身上。
And in the right time, God's judgment will come upon them.
那么在审判的日子的时候，神将会找他们算账。
And in the day of judgment, God will seek them out.
所以主耶稣被受害的时候，他没有报复。
So when Jesus was suffering, he did not take revenge.
而把自己交托给那审判公义人的主。
But yet he gave himself to the God who is judge.
那么同样的，当我们受害的时候，
And similarly, when we are suffering,
也应当把我们自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
We should also give ourselves up to the God who is righteous and will judge rightly.
所以我们应当学习耶稣受苦的榜样。
So we must learn the example of Jesus suffering.
跟随他的脚中行。
To follow in his steps.
那么最后我们可以学习的。
And the last thing we can learn.
就是耶稣牺牲的榜样。
And it is the example of Christ's sacrifice.
所以在24节彼得说。
In verse 24, Peter said,
他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们得了医治。
And he himself bore our sins in his body on a cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed.
我上个星期我谈到因为罪带来的苦。
Last week I talked about the consequence or the suffering brought forth by our sin.
那么根据彼得前书第二章第二十四节，他说这种苦是不可以夸口的。
And according to verse 24 of 1 Peter chapter 2, this kind of suffering you should not boast about.
可以夸口的是那些为了公义而受苦的苦。
You should boast about the suffering that come because you were righteous.
这种苦圣经说才是蒙神喜悦的。
And in the Bible it says, this kind of suffering is pleasing to God.
因为主耶稣为了公义受苦。
Because Jesus suffered because of righteousness.
他为了我们受苦。
He suffered for our sake.
那么主耶稣在地上，他的目的就是，唯一的目的就是要成全天父的旨意。
And the only purpose of Jesus on earth is to fulfill God's will.
把这个救恩带给我们。
To bring us salvation.
他所受的鞭伤，我们得到医治。
Because of his wounds, we were healed.
所以他受的苦，目的就是要把我们从罪中拯救出来。
So his suffering, the purpose of his suffering is to save us out of sin.
以致我们能够得到这个永生的生命。
So that we can receive eternal life.
那因为耶稣的牺牲，我们有了盼望。
Because of Jesus' suffering, we have hope.
因为耶稣，我们成为神的儿女。
Because of Jesus, we become children of God.
随时能够来到神的面前向他申诉。
And we can come and talk to God anytime.
所以彼得前书第二章第24节25节这么说。
So in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24 to 25 it says,
他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。
And he himself bore our sins in his body on a cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness.
因他受的鞭伤，你们变得医治。
For by his wounds you were healed.
你们从前好像迷失的羊，如今却归到你灵魂牧人的监督了。
For you were continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls.
所以约翰福音第十章第十节这么说。
So in, therefore, in John chapter 10 verse 10 to 11 it says,
我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
所以主耶稣是我们的好牧人。
Jesus is our good shepherd.
他为我们舍命。
He sacrificed his life for us.
他赐给我们这个永生的生命。
He gave us eternal life.
而且圣经说是那个丰盛的生命。
And not only life, but abundant life according to the Bible.
那么主耶稣说当时的法利赛人跟当时的宗教领袖。
Jesus said at that time, the Pharisees and the leaders of the religious leader.
他说他们好像雇工不是牧人。
He said they are like hired hands, not servants.
若是雇工不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的，他看见狼来就撇下逃走。狼找住羊，赶上了羊群。
He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, sees the wolf coming,and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them.
那雇工逃走，因他是雇工，必不顾念羊。
He flees because he is a hired hand and is not concerned about the sheep.
但是圣经说主耶稣是我们的好牧人。
But the Bible says Jesus is our good shepherd.
我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me.
你们如果记得的话，主耶稣说，我是好牧人。
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd.
在约翰福音书里面说，当我们看到这个我是的时候。
In the Gospel of John, when you see the word I am.
就是这位自有永有的神，他是我的好牧人。
It is the God who is I am who I am.He is my shepherd.
在诗篇23篇第一节到第六节谈到这个耶和华是我的牧者。
And in Psalm 23 verses 1 to 6, it talk about how the Lord is my shepherd.
我必不致缺乏，他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我可在安息的水边。
I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff,They comfort me.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，并且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我们当遇到苦难的时候，我们必须学习耶稣的榜样。
So when we face difficulty, we must learn from Jesus' example.
我们跟随他的脚中行。
We follow in his footsteps.
我们要学习耶稣受苦的榜样。
We need to follow his suffering example.
我们在受苦的时候不要犯罪。
And during suffering, do not sin.
也不要报复。
And don't take revenge.
然后把自己交托那按公义审判、按公义审判的人的主。
To give yourself to the Lord who judges righteously.
那么同时我们要学习耶稣基督牺牲的榜样。
We must also follow the example of sacrifice.
我们不是为了自己而活。
We don't live for ourselves.
我们是为了神而活。
We live for God.
我们是为了别人而活。
We live for others.
我们是为了福音而活。
And we live for the gospel. Let us use a little time to meditate on the message today. In your daily life, did you follow Jesus' footstep every way?
无论在我们的事业上，
Whether in your business,
我们的学业上，
Our study,
我们的家庭生活上，
Our family lives,
我们是否有效法耶稣的榜样？
Did we follow in Jesus' example?
跟随他的脚中行。
And to follow in his footsteps.
当我们面对这个苦难的时候。
And when we face sufferings.
当我们被伤害的时候。
When we were hurt.
我们是否有学习耶稣的榜样？
Did we learn from Jesus' example?
天父，求你加添给我们力量。
Heavenly Father, please give us strength.
让我们有足够的信心。
Help us to have faith.
来学习耶稣的榜样。
Enough faith to learn from the example of Christ.
来跟随他的脚中行。
To follow in his footsteps.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.